Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, nice to see you
again.
We're
going to get cracking into Who Arted.
Yes, today on Who Arted we have Emma Jamieson, Assistant Curator from the Auckland City Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki. Emma will be telling us about the upcoming show, The Body Laid Bare, Masterpieces from the Tate, which opens next Saturday and runs until the 16th of July. Hello and welcome, Emma.
Hello.
We've had Emma on before and she told us some really awesome and interesting stuff about political fashion in the Victorian 17th century.
Yeah,
it was very interesting.
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to today's WeChat. Okay, so beautiful, sensual and at times provocative, more than 100 artworks from Tate London tell the story of nude and trace artists' captivation with the human body over the last two centuries. Encounter the human form in all its complexity. The Body Laid Bare, Masterpieces from the Tate, is Auckland Art Gallery's major exhibition for 2017. The gallery must be in a controlled and orderly state at the moment. What's the vibe like in the building?
Everyone's really excited. I mean, it's quite a big deal for the gallery and for Auckland and for New Zealand to have over 100 works from the Tate coming to New Zealand. And also, there's a Louise Bourgeois work coming from the Art Gallery in New South Wales.
Very exciting. Love her so much.
Yeah, and, you know, all of the marketing images are now in the gallery and the public programme is taking shape and the volunteer guide tours are taking shape. So it's a real atmosphere of excitement and, I guess, anticipation. Yeah.
So the opening officially is obviously next Saturday with the press opening, etc. is the night before.
That's right, yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So journeying through time from the classical, biblical and literary subjects of the 1800s to the body politics of contemporary art, The Body Laid Bare brings together masterpieces by renowned artists including J.M.W. Turner, Auguste Rodin, Pierre Bonnard, Pablo Picasso, Henri Matisse, Louise Bourgeois, Cindy Sherman, Sarah Lucas and many more. Mm. Who is your favourite?
I think, can I give a couple of examples?
Yes, but I would like you to focus on one work and explain it to us visually.
Well, I've actually, I've been doing quite a bit of the writing of the interpretation, which involves quite a bit of research. And I think I've formed quite a close attachment to works that necessarily I didn't warm to at the beginning. And one of those is actually a Paul Delvaux work from 1940 called Sleeping Venus. And it's a surrealist work and it's quite an unsettling landscape. So it's kind of playing with that idea of dreams, the unconsciousness, and how surrealist artists responded to the uncertainties of World War I and the developing context of World War II. And what I love about the painting is it's quite beautiful. Like, it's lots of grey tones, the perspective's quite distorted, so you have quite an atmospheric and emotional reaction to it immediately, but the stories behind it are just quite unsettling and quite crazy in a way. Paul Delvaux visited a museum called the Spitzner Museum in 1940, and that actually traces back to the 19th century, so there's some nice links with the historical books at the beginning of the show. And the Spitzner Museum essentially arose out of the 19th century fascination with femininity, morality, sexuality and death, essentially. So you had all sorts of models of female figures with parts of their body parts removed, exposing organs. And he also had these wax models which were positioned like Venus figures, so reclining classical figures, but they put these air pumping machines in their chest, so it made them look like they were breathing. So it's this whole play around.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, totally crazy. So it's like this whole play of life, death, reality and illusion. So Paul Delvaux visited the Spitzner Museum in 1940. At the time, his hometown was being bombed during World War II. And so this kind of idea of what's life, what's death, what's real, what's, you know, what's going to shatter before my eyes, essentially, that really resonated with him.
Yeah.
So he's painted a whole series of sleeping Venuses using models from the Spitzner Museum as inspiration. So that's one of my new favourites.
Have they got, like, things stuck in them?
No. It's so you have at the foreground of the painting got a reclining Venus figure, so the kind of, the reclining model, essentially. But her body's positioned quite awkwardly and her body tones are quite cool, so quite lots of greys and blues. So again, playing the idea of possible death. And then you have this strange woman standing at the foreground of the painting in wearing clothes. And then you have a skeleton. And there's a artwork by De Kirico in the same space as the Delvaux work. And so De Kirico Mexico was looking at ancient classical busts, and so you see that influence in the Delvaux painting as well. So it's a really interesting use of the nude, and I think that's why I like it. And there's some really fascinating articles I've been reading, and it's just delving into those behind the scenes stories, yeah. You know.
Oh wow, that's so cool.
And another favourite, I'll cut it short after.
Keep going, I love it.
It's actually from the 19th century. It's by Millet, who's also one of my favourite pre-Raphaelite artists, and there's an artwork called The Knight Errant. And the reason why I love that artwork is mostly the controversy surrounding it within the context. So in the 19th century, again, like I just said before, lots of anxiety around sexuality. Females, the Contagious Diseases Act of, I think, 1864, put all blame for STDs essentially on women. So no blame on males. It was all on the women's promiscuity.
Sorry, looking at poor Querido.
So there was a huge anxiety around, you know, how female nudes were to be represented because... Yeah. They couldn't relate directly to the contemporary context because they didn't want to make male spectators feel too uncomfortable. So they wouldn't want to look at a nude that looked like a woman they could pass in the street and therefore, you know, tempt them outside of their marriage. So female nudes in the 19th century usually had to be painted in quite historicizing terms. So, for example, the classical Venus figure, again, looking at classical mythological figures. And the Millet work... So it's a story that's taking inspiration from medieval chivalric times, which the Pre-Raphaelite artists were very interested in. But the woman depicted is painted in these gorgeous, quite warm flesh tones with quite loose brushwork. So it's a very sensuous painting. And so that did not go down well at all. And the woman is completely naked and a knight is rescuing her. She's just been abducted and tied up to a tree. So very illicit themes. But the woman was originally looking towards the knight.
Oh, I love it.
It's amazing. It's such a crazy period. The woman was originally looking towards the knight and there was eye contact. Millet showed the painting and it got completely trashed in the art reviews. It didn't sell at all. So what Millet did was he cut out the section of the canvas with the face on the woman on it, changed it so she was facing away from the knight, and then put it on display again. And then he used the original part of the canvas, so the woman looking at the knight, in a future painting called The Martyr of Solway, which is in, I think it's in a Liverpool art gallery, I'm not sure. But so he used that piece of canvas again, but he didn't learn his lesson because The Martyr of Solway, which used the original part of the Knight Errant, again, it faced harsh criticism, so he had to change the eye contact and clothe the figure. So it's kind of...
So it's just the eye contact they were freaking out about.
Eye contact, brushwork, couldn't be too
sensuous. Brushwork,
you know,
I love it.
You know, so tactile.
Who does he think he is?
Exactly.
What loose brush strokes.
Ugh. Yeah. So there's lots of... And I think that's, you know, that's why the show is called The Body Laid Bare, and it's about revealing those... I guess social expectations and revealing those stories behind the individual body. And I think it was 1986 in the book called The Rhetoric of the Body, Nellie Richards said, the body is at the meeting point of the individual and the collective. And I think that's why nudes remained so captivating, I think, for contemporary audiences, is that it reveals so much about historical perceptions, but also we as individual people relate to the flesh that's on display in front of us, and we can have a very, immediate reaction to the works. So, yeah.
That's very good. That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us. So I noticed on the website that there is... 12 or 11 images that you've got up there. Three have men in them and only one has got one man on his own. What is the ratio, roughly, with the body laid bare, with the ratio between female and male nudes? And do you think that's something that's changing in art? And what do you think about, what do you feel about? Tell us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the depiction of nudes, you know, there's slightly a problematic relationship in terms of gender inequality, but I think the nudes, as a result of that, nude paintings in the show can really form a starting point to engage with those conversations. What we also have to consider is that female artists weren't actually allowed to depict the male nude until 1893. And we do actually...
Wow!
Yeah. So that was an interesting nugget of information I learned in the research for the show. But we do have a painting from the 19th century by Annalie Merritt, which is really gorgeous. It's called Love Locked Out. And again, it's got the individual story. She painted it... to commemorate the death of her husband, who died after they'd only been married for 3 months. And so the painting's gorgeous, really sensual colours, golden tones. It's depicting Cupid trying to open the doors of the mausoleum. So it's a very personal story because she's trying to, you know, transcend that boundary between life and death. the Surrealists, you know, really interesting, crazy period as well, and they've come under a bit of scrutiny and criticism for objectifying women. But then the exhibition really charts this lovely trajectory where we get more contemporary, more modern artists in the 1970s, 1980s. Sylvia Slay, for example, got some like great work by her. Cecily Brown, fantastic work. Tracy Emin, Cindy Sherman. So, you know, we've got sort of strong female representation. And what we're going to talk about in the public programme is, you know, the issues of the traditional depictions of women in the nude. So, you know, it's worth having that dialogue. And indeed, that dialogue is continuing today. You know, the whole furore with Emma Watson and Beyonce and those nude photos, you know. So it's worthwhile engaging with that. And as part of our public programme, the outreach coordinator, Yorka, has produced this amazing webisode series called Pacific Bodies, where she's been interviewing artists like Rosanna Raymond, Leilani Kaki.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's bringing it into that local context. Yeah. And, you know, what does it mean, you know, for New Zealand specifically, our history in the 19th century, huge issues in terms of taking photographs of Māori and Pacific Islander women to transport to England, and, you know, the idea of the beautiful maiden. Those ideas need to be discussed in conjunction with this exhibition, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah. Where can those episodes be seen?
So they'll be on the Auckland Art Gallery's website. I'm not precisely sure the date that they'll be released, but they will be on there.
I will make sure we let everyone know, because
definitely.
They'll be great to watch.
Yeah.
Well, that is what we've got time for this morning. It's always such a joy to get you in and listen to you talk about art. You're so passionate and it's wonderful to hear.
Good. And I think, sorry, just before we finish, one thing I will say is as part of the exhibition, every day we're running tours that run in, so you get that with the price of your ticket.
Yeah.
Every day at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. So it'll give a thematic overview. So it's the heart laid bare, the soul laid bare, dreams laid bare. So it's a good, you know, if you want to learn a bit more.
That's great. The tickets are only 23 buckaroos.
And $18 for concession as well.
That's good. Is that for students, is it? Yeah. Oh, it's call to action. So yeah, that was Emma Jamieson. That was Body Laid Bare, talking about the Body Laid Bare masterpieces from the Tate. That's going to be opening next Saturday, 18th of March. Tickets are $23. Go to aucklandartgallery.com for more info.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Emma, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.